Hachette Audio presents Verses for the Dead, a Pendergast novel, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, read by René Aubergenois. Lincoln Child dedicates this book to his daughter, Veronica. Douglas Preston dedicates this book to Gussie and Joe Stanislaw. Chapter 1. Isabella Guerrero, known to her friends and fellow Bridge Club members as Iris, made her way demurely through the palms of Bayside Cemetery. Overhead stretched an infinite sky of pale azure. It was 7:30 in the morning. The temperature hovered at 78 degrees, and the dew that still clung to the broad-bladed St. Augustine grass drenched the leather of her sandals. One plump hand clutched a Fendi bag, the other gripped the leash, against which Twinkle, her Pekingese, strained ineffectually. Iris walked gingerly through the graves and coleus plantings. Only 3 weeks ago, Grace Manizetti, laden with groceries, had lost her balance while coming back from the local Publix and broken her pelvis. The cemetery had opened half an hour before, and Iris had the place to herself. She liked it that way. Miami Beach seemed to get more congested with every passing year. Even here, in Bal Harbor, at the north end of the island, traffic was worse than she remembered from the congested New York of her childhood.